How you doing?
Hey, Bill, what's up?
Oh, kind of lots of things.
Come in. What's going on?
First of all...
Foist. First of all, it's foist.
Well,
foist of all.
This morning, I have a Windows 10 20H2 running on an HP stream with 232 gigabytes.
Okay.
And I've been running it run 24/7, and I bring up Task Manager performance and let it run and see how long it runs.
Okay.
Well, this morning, all of a sudden, Task Manager isn't running anymore. So I hit Control Shift Escape, and look what appears on the screen.
Here's what's new. Okay. So it was another
suckers
update. Yeah.
Did that.
Yeah. And you can't control it.
Yeah, you can't control it. Okay. It's it's getting offensive. Okay.
Yeah, it is. We can see Windows 11.
Well, I.
That's worse.
Okay. I'll wait until the computers come down to about $200. Then I will buy it. But I don't want to install Windows 11 on old hardware.
Okay.
But I'll wait until it comes down around $200.
Well, they'll have them at the frozen food section at Smith's, just like they sold VCRs and DVD players.
Yeah.
And stuff. Yeah, that's where they'll have them.
Huh.
It's coming down.
Yeah.
No, but now there's no product, so they're going up.
Uh-huh.
Because
all
of them are sitting on container ships 90 miles outside of London.
Yeah. And also just the cost of inflation is going up. And,
it's crazy.
And electricity in China.
You voted for that guy.
Biden?
He's ruining this country in 8 years.
Well, I know this whole thing about electricity, I've been following that along for a long time.
Yeah, you and I have been talking about that for years.
Oh, man, okay, but it's... if they go through with New Mexico and that PNM Avangrid, expect our rates to go up by a factor of 2 or 3.
Well, I was thinking that, it's going to be like Phoenix is what it's going to be like. Because to run an air conditioner on a house in Phoenix in the dead of summer is now $600.
Yeah.
Just the electric bill.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, this is another thing I kind of want to talk to you about is... On software, on the C++.
Right.
If it's not programmed in C++, it's no good. Well, some of the C++, like Windows 10, 1909, all the way, are fine. Microsoft Office is great, and things like this. But what they have done, I think, is put Linux into aircraft, Boeing airplanes.
Yeah, that makes sense, so it doesn't crash.
Oh, shit. Well, no, I'm one of the three authors of the Boeing 767 software certification policy in 1980.
Well, where's my copy? Signed by the author. Don't you have one?
No. By the way, the software standards were set by hardware engineers back then. And the hardware engineers said all software modules must be no greater than one page of code.
Is that right?
And the reason they do that is they can hire some guys that, aren't superstars and things like this, and they say, look at this, broken.
They say, here, do this for $10.
Right. Yeah. Look at this, it's broken. Yeah. See, you can fix it. Okay, I do. And then also, when it originally went out with these small modules, it was, who programmed it? A name. Then approved. And another name. Okay, and so they could go through. And I did this work at Everett. And I had two jobs. One to work for Boeing, or second Sandia, and I came to Sandia.
Right.
And what happened, when I was up at the Everett, you go to the back, they had a huge warehouse, and it had shelves in it.
Right.
In cardboard boxes. And inside those hardware boxes were all this documentation, who signed and things like this. And my boss back then said, most of the time, they'll never look at this.
Right.
But if something goes wrong, zoom, right? Let's get that box and find out what the hell happened there. Well, I have another thing that here is a more personal one, is that when I was working for Sandia, I had a manager, Paul Stokes. I don't know if you even know Paul.
Hold on one sec. Well, Otto, what do you need?
Okay, cool. Hey, Stu, I got a gentleman here who wants to do a custom gaming system.
Okay, great.
Here.
All right.
Let's see you later.
Okay.
But what it means is Sandia may have put defective software into their weapon systems with C++.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, it's called the Iron Dome.
Thank you, Dale.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Here you go.